Thank you, Kevin. Our last group of stories this week is quite a mixed bag. Amongst other news, we hear of a Norwich car abandoned in a Norwegian valley, how Norwich will be getting improved broadband, and police training is alarming local residents. To start off, the Norfolk public are praised by health chiefs for their restraint during the last weekend when lockdown restrictions were eased in pubs.
The number of people at Norfolk's hospital A&E departments is steadily returning to pre-lockdown levels, but health chiefs have praised the public for their restraint, as fears of a weekend surge as lockdown was eased was unfounded. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital James Paget, University Hospital in Gorston and Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn all reported similar or lower numbers of emergency departments in comparison to the same weekend last year. Chris Cobb, an NUH Chief Operating Officer, said, "We'd like to thank the people of Norfolk and Norwich, who on the whole continue to follow social distancing guidelines and have shown restraint as the lockdown eases." East of England Ambulance Service Trust East reported one of its busiest nights in the week, at some point in the evening receiving double the number of calls on July the 4th that it did on the first Saturday in June. Marcus Bailey, Chief Operating Officer at East, said, "Thankfully, the alcohol-related calls that we could have expected weren't as high. There was a small increase in some of the calls for assault, but it was still a very busy night."
A red Peugeot 206, registration number FAO4YTE, is currently abandoned in a Norwegian valley just outside of the city of Tromsø. However, its owners are yet to be traced, and it remains unclear just how and when it made the 2,093-mile journey from the fine city to underneath the northern lights. Marius Medby, a journalist from Norwegian newspaper Nordlys, said, "When I went to investigate the parked car, I found quite a few clues inside. It was mainly full of trash, but there was a receipt from a store in Alta which traces back to May the 14th, 2019, and English to Norwegian, Finnish and Swedish dictionaries. The main theory is that somebody would have driven it from Norwich on a tour around different places in Europe and then left it there." Mr. Medby said that authorities in Norway have been informed of the car's abandonment, but more than a year on, it still remains. While there are no clues as to where the car's owner lives, its number plate includes the name of Harkness Auto Services, which is based in Snetterton.
Norwich City Council is working with London-based City Fibre to install a full fibre broadband network, which would cover 97,000 homes and commercial properties. City Fibre says full fibre service can give speeds of up to 1,000 megabytes per second, near unlimited bandwidth and improved reliability. Bosses of City Hall say, with more businesses and workers having switched to home working because of coronavirus lockdown and discovering it is feasible, that trend is likely to continue. They say it is essential that action is taken to continue to improve broadband speed and the level of digital connectivity across Norwich. The council say a full fibre network would bring a significant boost to economy and fits the council plans to help the city recover from the impact of coronavirus. It would take 2.5 years to complete the work, which is due to start at the end of this year. It is intended that the first homes and buildings will go live with full fibre in June next year.
Police have been moved to reassure people living near the former Old Hall School in Hethersett after receiving calls on Monday, June the 29th, about gunfire in the area. In a tweet, South Norfolk Police said, "We have had calls into our control room from concerned residents in Hethersett around noise issues. We can confirm that officers were at Hethersett Old Hall site for a training exercise, and we apologise for any noise or disruption that this might have caused." The Grade 2 listed former boarding school in 15 acres, which went into liquidation last year, was purchased for £3.35 million earlier this year as a training centre for Norfolk's next generation of police recruits. Training previously took place at Norfolk Constabulary's headquarters in Wyndham, but with more than 600 officers expected to join in the next 3 years, existing facilities have been deemed insufficient to cope with the impending demand.
Claims that alcohol-based hand sanitizers can ignite and catch on fire if left inside hot cars have been squashed. It comes after a number of Facebook pages linked to the NHS and doctors' surgeries shared the claim online that sanitizers left in hot vehicles can catch on fire spontaneously. A spokesperson from NHS Property Services, which many of the posts are attributed to, said, "It was advised by representatives from Trade Union Unison and issued the advice internally out of concern for its staff. However, it has since been clarified that the flammable ingredients in hand sanitizer would need to be at a much higher temperature, more than 35 degrees, to combust without a spark." A statement from NHSPS read, "At the end of May, NHS Property Services received notifications from safety officers at Unison who raised media reports from US fire authorities that hand sanitizers was catching fire in vehicles. This decision to raise awareness across colleagues was made in good faith. It is now our understanding that the risks associated with hand sanitizers in vehicles only became apparent when in contact with a spark."
Tour guide Paul Dixon and the Friends of Kets Heights are combining to offer free Shard Lakes Norwich and Kets Rebellion taster tours for Norfolk Day. Norfolk Day was started in 2018 by the Eastern Daily Press and BBC Radio Norfolk to shout and cheer about Nelson's County and the people who make it so brilliant. The tours will start on Bishop's Bridge, where Mr. Dixon will give an introduction to the story of Kets Rebellion and C.J. Sansom's best-selling novel Tombland, which features the Tudor lawyer Matthew Shardlake, who becomes embroiled in the rebellion. Mr. Dixon said, "Then the group will be led to Kets Heights, where the Friends of Kets Heights will discuss the significance of the site and interpret the fabulous view of Norwich from near the remains of St. Michael's Chapel. Tours on Sunday, July the 26th, and Monday the 27th will last 45 minutes, and there is a 5-person limit on each tour to allow for social distancing. To find out more or to book onto the tour, contact Paul Dixon on 07801 103 737, or email paul at pauldixontours.co.uk.
With the easing of lockdown, seeing more passengers travelling, Greater Anglia kept trains running reliably despite continuing restrictions, with 95.7% of services running on time. The train operator increased the number of trains and its revised timetable from May the 18th to help maintain social distancing on board, and is now operating a Saturday-style service. Punctuality on all routes was more than 90%, with Norwich and Cambridge services at 97.2%, and Norwich to London intercity services at 95.5%. Jamie Burles, managing director, said, "I am very grateful to everybody at Greater Anglia for delivering another very good period of performance for everyone who has needed to travel during these challenging times. Our staff are key workers too and continue to play a vital role day to day, day out, in helping the region deal with the pandemic. We remain committed to providing the best possible service for everyone who needs to travel by train."
Well, we have now come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox. You can listen to recordings on smart speakers by asking your Amazon Echo to enable my talking newspaper. You can also listen online on our website, www.cbtn.org.uk, or you can phone 01603 327789. That is 01603 327789. Please return your recording to us by putting the memory stick back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid, no stamp is needed. We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to all those that dealt with the admin side of delivering it to you. Reading and recording was by Richard Matthew and Sue Rusko. The editor was Carol McStravick, and the sound editor was Neil Pawley. We're always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone, or you can send your comments by email to contact@cbtn.org.uk. That's contact@cbtn.org.uk. The next edition of Chatterbox will be in 2 weeks' time, but don't forget to continue listening as the July edition of Norfolk Magazine will soon follow.